Avast ye Naked American listeners, I'm Julian Fleischer, here with another Naked American Extra. A delightful, if small, amuse-bouche to get you from main course to main course while we work on the upcoming full episodes, which we will unfurl for you right quick, I promise. Portland's Pink Martini recently dropped their new album, Je Dis Oui, which for you francophiles will be easily recognizable as I Say Yes. The band is currently touring the new album, and they are frequently visited on stage by NPR's own superstar anchor of All Things Considered, the devilishly handsome Ari Shapiro. Ari joined us recently and talked about performing with the group, who also hails from his hometown. If you want to hear the full episode, then by all means, scroll down in your podcast feed, find the Ari Shapiro episode, and get into it. I know I did.
Portland, Maine or Oregon?
Oregon.
Why?
Because I grew up there.
Okay.
It's also because it's the best city in America, and I truly do believe that. I really love it with all my heart.
Pink Martini or Pink?
I have to say Pink Martini, of
obviously.
Course.
We're going to find out in a moment.
Okay.
Speaking of Pink Martini.
Yeah.
You have just recorded a record with them.
Yes, this is my fourth album singing with them.
So are you essentially a member of the band?
I'm a frequent guest performer with the band.
Okay.
They're from my hometown, Portland, Oregon, and I was a fan of theirs when I was in high school, and they were this little local band nobody had heard of.
Uh-huh.
And then I became friends with them after college, and just to kind of give people a picture, this is like a mini orchestra. There's strings, there's horns, there's three percussionists, the band leader is a pianist, and then there's the lead singer, who's a woman, and then I make frequent guest appearances with them. I became friends with them after college, and then one day, Thomas, the band leader, said, hey, you know, why don't you sing a song on our next album? And I thought, well, that's never going to happen, but okay. And so then I did, and then he said, well, we need to find a time for you to perform with us, so why don't you come to our show at the Hollywood Bowl? So my first
more struggle,
time...
The struggles of Ari Shapiro just gets worse. It's like a Dickens novel.
My first time performing live with the band was at the Hollywood Bowl, which was terrifying.
Oh, cry me a river. What are we about to hear?
We're going to hear one of the songs from the new album. The album is called Je Dis Oui.
Which means I Say
means
Yes.
I Say Yes. And it's a chorus of one of the original songs from this album.
They're
this,
like a Umbrellas of Cherbourg thing.
There is that. There's also some Cuba. There's some, you know, Middle Eastern, North African influences. There's some Italian. I mean, it's really many, many, many languages. On this album, I sing a song in Armenian and I sing a song in Arabic. And I think the one we're going to hear is the one in Arabic. I don't know what we're going to hear. What are we going
to
hear?
It's up to you.
The Armenian song is really beautiful.
Let's
it's
hear
it's called Ov Sirun Sirun.
We're about to hear Ari Shapiro sing.
In Armenian. It's a duet.
Du gerät sie in Schumot et Zah Sadis Garnika in Schumot
Are you a tenor?
Baritone, somewhere between tenor.
Lyric baritone.
Lyric baritone.
Something about matzah.
The lyrics of the song basically mean, my beloved, why did you leave me? Why did you betray me? If I see you on the street and you are alone and in need, I will be a friend to you. I would not betray the one I love.
Wow.
So the band also has a backup singer named Timothy Nishimoto, and this is the two of us.
Oh, this is two men.
Two men, yeah.
Oh, okay, that's less confusing to me, because I was thinking, wow,
yeah,
it's remarkably similar
qualities. No, this is two men. Would it be better to do the Arabic song? I don't know. What do you think?
Let's hear the Arabic one. I want to hear
the Arabic
a solo.
The Arabic one is just me. Okay, this is a solo. Okay. So this is an original song with lyrics in Arabic. The melody comes from something the band recorded on their first album in 1996, which was a song in Spanish, when they decided they wanted to re-record it with me and wanted to do the lyrics in Arabic instead. So this is called Finis Madi. And actually, the lyrics sound like they are about a lost love, but the friend of the band who wrote it, who lives in Dubai, said he was thinking about the refugee crisis and sort of the longing for homeland.
Wow.
Finis Madi.
Hashni mataram fisnin sabart lhubira umri rawaya fil wahdadi al mawazabugira la surtaka la zikrayat filuak bardunta fi Wahashni mataram finis madi kalam kitir min albi bil alaha.
Creamy.
Thanks.
That's definitely going to be on the promo.
Thanks. I've been called many things. That might be the first time I've been called creamy.
It sounds like your bar mitzvah to me.
Except I didn't sing in Arabic in my bar mitzvah.
But what I'm saying is they're very similar. You know, these Semitic
modes. The languages do sound similar.
And so
I
do the melodies.
Three Arabic coaches.
For this song?
Yeah.
So that was beautiful, and I don't want to gloss over that fact.
Thank you.
That was Ari Shapiro singing
Finis Madi
on the new album from Pink Martini
called Je Dis Oui, spelled J-E-D-I-S. O-U-I.
Say yes. I say yes.
I say yes. Je dis oui. I say yes.
You do say yes. I mean, you actually do, and I like that.
that's Eliza Minnelli Q right there, if I've ever heard one.
Believe me, we already did it. This
right.
is the gayest show on all of radio, by the way. I've tried to get straight people in here. They will not come. The women are all straight. No, not Leah Delaria, of course.
Of
but,
course.
She gives a great, great interview.
I bet.
Will Hurbadi سبح لا دمها عمن تفن وحشني لما خلاص بنت مال من غير سؤال دا قلبي طار يا سلام في الدنيا نور.
Pink Martini's bandleader Thomas Lauderdale is devoted to anything that happened before 1963.
It's very listenable.
Thank you.
It's like it falls pleasingly on the ear.
Thank you.
Which is the thing you always worry about, you know? Like
you mean it doesn't sound like a harsh language or a harsh
just the production. You're singing the song, the mix. It's all very beautiful.
Thank you.
Because immediately I just ask myself, am I going to want to listen to this again?
Oh,
and I am.
The album goes to a lot of different places.
You're very proud.
You know
of
the
it.
Great Miriam Makeba song Pata Pata. Oh, my God. So Miriam Makeba recorded it in the 60s, and it's this fabulous number that the band did a version of on this album. There is a song in Farsi with these layers and layers and layers of percussion that I just adore. It's So Storm Large sings on this album, as does China Forbes, who was the original lead singer of the band, and there are a few other contributions. Rufus Wainwright sings a version of Blue Moon.
You saw me standing alone.
It's pretty beautiful. Anyway, that's enough of me.
What sign are you?
Libra.
Oh, God, I should have said that. I would have guessed that if
really?
I just had the chance.
I'm not sure that I believe in that kind of thing, but when people do guess, they most often guess that I'm a Libra.
You have an optimism.
Thank you.
You don't seem to be burdened by a
cockeyed lot. Optimist.
Yeah.
But I'm only a cockeyed optimist. And I can't get it into my head.
I'm waiting for you to show something, you know, neurotic to the world.
You know, I think you can choose not to take things so seriously. And generally, making that choice is the better decision. I mean, I do take things very seriously, obviously. Like, I have covered wars and national tragedies and presidential. Like, I do take things very seriously. But I try not to take myself very seriously. I try to not let things burden me more than they ought to.
You good with that?
Perfect.
Do you feel like this has gone well?
I love it. I've had such a good time here.
Really?
It's been a wonderful conversation.
Oh, that's nice of you to say. I'm glad you feel that way.
There's something about talking about music that just makes people open up. Uh-huh. And for whatever reason, it's like a trap door into people's psyche.
You know what? That's sort of my diabolical plan all along.
Yeah.
Has been to get people to talk about who they really are through the lens of the music that they love. And it does. It just drills right into your kishkas and it stays there,
yeah.
If I may say.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm talking about.
I feel it in my kishkas. Either that or I have to pee.
Yeah.
Both are true.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea. So, I'm Julian Fleischer. You have been listening to The Naked American Songbook with my guest, the lovely Ari Shapiro. Thank you, Ari, so much for joining me here.
Julian, it has been an absolute pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Mine. All mine. This has been another Naked American Extra. Stay tuned for full episodes coming up soon on your Naked American podcast feed. The Naked American Songbook is a production of the Jonathan Channel, WNYC and WQXR in New York City. Make sure you and all your friends are subscribed to this podcast. There are many more extras, previews, and episodes on their way. I'm Julian Fleischer. You keep it naked.
This is the Naked American Songbook with my idol, Julian Fleischer, and I'm Ari Shapiro.
Send that to my sister.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you so much. That was actually really wonderful.